The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros.
Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me when you're gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you're with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. It's love. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are pitching a fire. Ah.
The Monday, May 13th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Normally, listen, on a Monday, and happy Monday to everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Normally on a Monday, you know, we chime in with Roscoe Thompson live from Abaco. But as you know, Roscoe and about every fire branch and every fire volunteer are still fighting fires in Abaco. And my thoughts and prayers go out to our good friend and our Monday contributor, Mr. Roscoe Thompson, as well as all the volunteer firefighters down there in Abaco and the residents as well. Obviously, there's something afoot. Fires keep popping up. And there's extenuating circumstances as well to all of this. But I don't want to go there right now. But at the end of the day, they're fighting the fires. They have them at bay. But obviously, it's a work in progress. It's a continued work. And it's far from over. So put a prayer up for Abaco and for Roscoe and the crew that they can bring all those fires under control. And they get the assistance and support that they need. Now, I see some of the texters just flying in with your text, but I'll be honest with you. I don't want to speculate, but I will talk to Roscoe, obviously, now. And we'll do what we need to do and put it all out on the table. But you know how to chime in. I'm going to open up the lines on the flip side of the break. So we could chop it up however y'all want to chop it up. All right? Whatever y'all want to talk about. And there's lots to talk about. We'll check out the headlines in the Nassau Guardian, News and Views in Madison, 1844. What's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Then we'll get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. New arrivals in stock right now at both Fine Thread locations. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Same thing with John's every Monday, every Tuesday, brand new arrivals, ladies, just for you. Be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Don't forget, wide selection of footwear for men, women, and children, casual, formal, and athletic at John's. We're serving you as a pleasure. In addition to that, you got to, you know, remind you that KFC doing big things as well. They got the new cheesa sandwich. When you take the chicken and you take the pizza and you put it together. That's right. You got the chicken breast from the Colonel. You got the mozzarella. You got the marinara sauce. You got the pepperoni. Oh man. Oh, my goodness. All G-double-O-D good. Clearly up there on the sandwich list at KFC. You definitely want to check it out, all right? Get it by itself or get it as a combo. Now, with that being said, we're going to take that quick break. And on the flip side of the break, you'll be able to chime in. Phone lines are going to be open, 323-6232 here in Nassau, in New Providence, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll-free 91 the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And there you go, boy. I didn't even have to ask for it. See, my super producer sitting over there on a Monday, boy. You know I wanted this to take me to the break, boy. The voice of the one, YG Marley, taking us to the break. Time right now is 4:20, flip side of the break. We'll be opening up the lines and talking about everything on this Monday edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Chita, s'il vous plaît, y'a prélé pour radiographie. Tale, c'est ça Talton. Ou pas gen problème dans Fortress Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultats. Ça veut dire entrée, sortie. Si test depuis stage ou montrer écran, radiologue nous ka kondi alternatif test dépitage ça. Kounya la même. Ou bien, relez-nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien relez-nous dans 328-81-57 faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien visitez location nous, Kamakelod, Chaudia.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast. Providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Nice to meet you, Jazz. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent 27-year-old manager who wants her own home with her own rules.
Sounds good. You get there.
We see you, the go-getter, with big plans. And we've been keeping you in mind. Follow your goal home with a mortgage from CIBC Caribbean. And don't bother about your home insurance, as we'll help with that and more. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more info. Conditions apply.
You try to rest, but with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
They say it's time.
These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too. I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long.
The Monday, May 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And don't forget, tomorrow, Tuesday, it'll be all about Freeport, the Freeport Report, Grand Bahama Live. Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper will be joining me, as they do each and every Tuesday. Wednesday, special guest Matt Aubrey will be in the building along with Mary Jane. Sorry, so it'll be yours truly along with Mary Jane on Wednesday with special guest Matt Aubrey. Thursday, Purdy's in the building, fresh off of his vacay. So you know you got stories to talk. So the Thursday's going to be loaded, fully loaded with Purdy. And then on Friday, MJ and I back at you again, all right, on the Friday edition of Talking Heads. So it's a fully loaded week coming up. I got some guests that we'll probably end up booking this week, Friday, and then into next week. So, you know, definitely want to check it out. Definitely want to tune in because it's going to be popping. Now, let's look at these headlines. What's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you across by Fine Threads. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. Trying to keep a straight face. I believe I'll get a second chance. Menace, Bahamians know I care about them. Mr. Producer, can I go on BS? I have to read the whole article, then go on BS. joined by Travis Cartwright, Carl. Travis Cartwright, Carol. Be sure to check out on In Today's Guardian. Ah, boy. I believe I can still make the NBA with my jump shot, Kermit. You think that might happen? I still believe I can shoot it up good enough from the three that I could get a look at an NBA camp, buddy. Yeah. I'm sure my good friend Michael Foster still believes he can play quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. I digress. But what say you on that? Do you believe Dr. Minnis will get a second chance? What do you believe? Let me know. Teen shot dead in separate incidents. Served by Rachel Scott. Two teenagers were murdered in New Providence over the weekend in separate incidents police believe are connected. In the first incident, which took place on Friday night, an 18-year-old male was shot at a basketball court near school on Wolf Road. Police said they were notified of the shooting by shot spotter around 10:30 p.m. Reports indicate that the young man and two other males were on the court when they were approached by three other males in hooded jackets. They got into a confrontation, left the area, and one of the hooded males shot the victim. According to information received by police, he was taken to hospital, where he later died. In the second incident, a 15-year-old boy was shot and killed while asleep at a residence on Smith's Lane off Wolf Road early Saturday morning. Police shooting by a shot spotter around 3:15 a.m. According to reports, unknown assailants forced open the boy's bedroom window and shot him multiple times. EMS personnel declared him dead at the scene. Police arrested two 15-year-old boys in connection with the murder. My God, that's where we're at. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you in a second. Nearly 180 questions unanswered on House agenda. Environment Ministry wants roadside garages out of residential communities. And that's just the front page. So what say you on that? Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, no, good afternoon, man. How's it going on?
What's happening, brother?
I see you're still talking about minutes, man.
Well, I mean, that's the big headline right there. Like I
this
say,
be,
he believes he'll get a second chance, and he believes Bahamians know that he cares about them. Now,
believe,
some of us
I
may well call BS.
Chances.
Yeah, I do too.
But not in this instance. You are the absolute power. The absolute power. You have absolute power, and you show your true self. Why should we trust you again?
Man, listen, let me show you something. At the end of the day, could walk whatever road they choose to walk in this life and do whatever they... You know, he has the right to say, I want to challenge
the
leadership.
Man.
But
that's right.
At the end of the day, though, you have to live in the real world, too. You have to be a realist, okay?
Exactly.
And you have to see the handwriting on the wall. And
like,
sometimes, if you're a realist, then you'll do the right thing and you won't be dog in the manger.
You ever had the statement, read the room?
Ah.
Huh?
Statement, read the room. I'm a comedian. I've been reading the room for the last 27 years of my life, but I know what it is to read the room.
So you were well-versed in that statement.
Yes, sir.
You didn't read the room when you called a snap election, and whoever given you this advice now ain't reading the room again to see the heart of the Bahamian people ain't with you, buddy.
And some people you would look at that snap as a form of quitting, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And nobody respects a quitter.
That's how people feel. Like, you done do what you had to do, get all your money, whatever you get,
you know,
and that's gone.
You know, they say winners never quit and quitters never win.
Oh, yeah. I can wait for the next hour, though. Hey, talk to you with them New York Rangers.
Yeah, boy. They still looking good, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's money, man. That's money, man. They got to make some money now. That's New York market, you know.
You've been on the Rangers for a minute. We'll chop it up into 5 o'clock when it comes to sports, all right, bro? Good stuff.
Yes, sir.
But what say you? I mean, like I say, I believe I get a second chance at shooting a three ball in the NBA, Kermit. It could happen. I still believe that on St. Patrick's Day, two Irishmen could walk out of a bar sober. It could happen. Highly unlikely, but it could. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty. How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's happening, man? Believe, brother. Tell me, what do you believe?
Okay, I believe that the Minnis faction still haven't gotten the actual magnitude of the hate and how angry they made the Bahamian electorate. They still haven't appreciated that yet. For them to be showing their heads at such an early stage in this situation, when this is still fresh in the Bahamian people's mind. I mean, when I look at some of the policies that Dr. Minnis implemented, that he said that he wants to continue, it's traumatizing to me, Naughty. And I'm a man over 50. It's traumatizing, you know, because let me give you an example of one, which I thought was a stupid idea. Let's look at the land policy that he talked about, empowering the young people, the young professionals. Dr. Minnis met a housing program that has been in place through the government, through the Ministry of Housing, for over 50 years. And he shut it down. Didn't build one house. At a time when Bahamians needed housing. He decided now that he's going to focus on the 18-year-olds, between the 18 and 35-year-olds, and forget about their parents. Like, as if all persons who wouldn't have acquired a home before 35, it meant that they spent all of their money on righteous living. Literally, I mean, if you want to empower the young professional, Naughty, you couldn't do both of them simultaneously.
That's what visionary people do. You give them options.
You give them an option. You allow the person who is over 35, to acquire a home. See, because some of these 18-year-olds would have been these people, children, you know. Some parents sacrifice to educate their kids, you know.
Correct.
And you're going to tell me now that their kids are back from university because they're over 35, they shouldn't be entitled to apply for a home? That was a stupid idea. Very stupid. And to say you want to continue on with that notion, it's only going to get the Bahamian people angry. You see, check this out, Naughty. After the FNM would have won in 2017, they would have accumulated over 91,000 votes. The PLP, on the other hand, in 2017,
Right, and look at the difference in 2021.
So in FN, they would have had a 1,000-vote advantage in every polling in every constituency, or 39, at least 1,000 votes. They would have been leading by 1,000 and got run down. Then they had a 35-4 seat advantage and got run down.
And then blown out after they got run down.
But they still haven't. I said, look what you do. Forget the few people who you would have empowered and want you to come back. Forget those cronies. Cause a scientific polling been done in all 39 constituencies to see how people feel about you coming back? There's the scientific data to suggest that these constituents want these people out.
The scientific data telling you the last time you shouldn't call an early election? But obviously, if there was that scientific data, he didn't need it.
Who does that? Let me tell you something. In 1997, when Mr. Ingram was about to call an early election, you see what he did. You see what he did, right? Remember Lincoln Butler?
Right.
I was a member of Parliament for Salem. He sent him to Washington to be an ambassador.
Correct.
He said someone will take that job. You see, then you had Boosie Roll went to New York as a consular general. Those persons were moved before the 1997 election. But Dr. Minnis ran every one of those lousy MPs. Everyone, many of whom, if the research would have been done, they wouldn't have been qualified. They shouldn't have been given the nomination. Many of them, you call their phone, they're not taking your call, they're not returning your call. And then you have these same persons, and for example, Golden Gate. You got Michael Folks. Prior to the 2021 election, Michael Folks had won 12 out of 13 polling division in Golden Gate. 12 out of 13. The present member of parliament came in there less than a year and was able to win 13 out of 13 polling
divisions.
Yeah,
but now do you think that was an indication of how much people hated Minnis or a poor job that Mr. Folks did? Because from what I heard, in all intents and purposes, he did a good job out there. People were impressed with what he did.
Good job.
And
I live in Golden Gate.
And he's still doing community efforts. That's what I'm hearing. But you tell me, you live there.
Listen, what I'm saying.
So you there, you can tell me.
Here's what I'm saying. We had this discussion, you know. I said, folks, you know, what are you going to run on? That was the program. What new initiative? What were the initiatives that you implemented? There wasn't none. You know what I mean? And this didn't have anything to do with Dr. Minnis. Shenandoah and Cartwright ran in the belly of the PLP. Didn't he won, you see?
Yes.
So why those other ones didn't win there? That's because they were doing a lousy job. When you call them, they don't take your call. They don't return your call. They were saying, they were arrogant. Many of them were arrogant. Many of them cost. I mean, what do you think would have resulted, would have led to that one of the lowest voter turnout in the modern Bahamas? Come on, man. And it didn't all have to do with Dr. Minnis. Many of those.
But it's
MPs,
a collective, because now, if you're talking about the MPs, well, if you didn't rein them in as the leader, you're just as culpable.
That's exactly my point.
If I got a locker room and everybody drinking and smoking and I'm the head coach and I don't say nothing and I go out with Boosky Butcher, I'm just as bad. I'm part of the problem.
See, some people may not like the former Prime Minister, Dr. Hubert Ingham style, right? But the man was a politician. You got to give him his credit. What he would have done, he used to drive around in these various constituencies and get a first-hand information for himself on how the MPs were functioning. That's how he was able to decide who will run and who ain't going to run. He did that. But then you're going to just allow and rely on many of those persons who ran on the F&M ticket last time shouldn't have run. Even diligence would have been done.
You can see that Dr. Minnis wasn't really into any mentorship from Mr. Ingram or Mr. Christie. Look at the face of the Harkin. They stepped in and said, let's try help you get this done. Let's bring some relief to the country through our network. I can do it myself.
And
the jury's still out. Some say he did awesome jobs, and you know, ask people in Alco and other places, they wouldn't say the same.
And then Doc going surrounds himself, Brian. Not because you gave someone a contract. It means that you should be baking bread with them too. And it's different levels to this thing, you know.
Ah.
It's different levels, Naughty.
There's lines of.
But the persons that Dr. Minnis was baking, I'm breaking bread with, they never should have been a part of the equation. You got your contract, you move on. But they were the people who were giving him bad advice.
But caller, I don't want to cut you off because this is a great call, but I got the phone lines are full and I got to get to the other calls. But great points. Excellent points. Don't be a stranger, man. Talking heads.
Hey, good day, Naughty.
Afternoon, what's going on?
Good on here.
You had a good Mother's Day?
Oh, yes.
Awesome, fabulous. Awesome, awesome sauce. All right, what you got for me today?
You know, listening to the gentleman talk, a lot of those MPs really did get voted out, if you look at it, because I know of, let's just say, Travis Robinson, for one. He was doing a good job. And still is doing a good job in being a grandson. Now, there are persons who don't like him. Obviously, you can't please everybody. But he got voted out because of Minnis. I just told him that. Because they did not want to ensure, they wanted to be ensured that Minnis was not getting back, a lot of those MPs lose their seat because of Minnis. Yes, Shannon Dawn and the others, they still, even Minnis hold his seat. You know, but
yeah, but if you look at Minnis' constituency, he went from winning by like 500 votes the previous time to winning by only like 200 the last go round. So obviously
exactly.
The gap was so close.
He himself almost got voted out. You understand? And then to me, it still showed that the Bahamian people still didn't have, even though they hated him, they still didn't have a great enough faith in the PLP because look at the low voter turnout.
Correct.
That just speaks volumes of what they felt about the PLP. And the way the Prime Minister and his cabinet ministers are now
what they felt about both Silver Dollar, as far as one, the incumbent, Dr. Minnis, well, we don't have confidence there, we don't want to vote there. And like you said, the opposition, it was the same thing. So it really showed us that our options were horrible, and thus the low voter turnout.
Thank you. So look at the difference between when Minnis took over from Christie. They literally showed up in numbers. You understand?
And I think that was
four seats.
But I think that was more of a testament again to the dislike at that point of the Christie administration. They wanted to see them gone at all costs. And they gave Dr. Minister Black.
And show faith in the F&M government. So had they done the theme with this person, even show up more, like more than who showed up, actually, I would have feel like, okay, yeah, people have faith in Mr. Philip Davis and his leadership abilities. but obviously the persons didn't feel the same, so they didn't show up at all. That don't speak volumes of you.
No. And the only reason why...
Mind you, it doesn't.
And the only reason why there's any genuine interest by the PLP and their trolls or their political propagandists for a Dr. Minnis return is they know chalk when they see it. If the F&M is led by Dr. Minnis in the next election, the PLP will beat the brakes off the F&M again.
Exactly. And I feel like that's why I said last week, I said, send a message to Dr. Minnis, please sit this one out. Someday, yes, you can come back, but not today. We are still hurting from where you left off. However, I feel like Mr. Davis should have looked at it as our time to shine. Let's try to make a tree, not even a two, a tree straight. Let's work hard to get the people's confidence back. What he's doing? He's doing the opposite. Really? Now we done barely come out to support you.
I just caught a flight. He's traveling again. That's what I hear.
Travel brave. Hello.
There you go. I appreciate the call, Silver Dog. Good stuff as always, man. All right? Let's check out these other calls. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Laurie. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Turn your radio down for me a little bit, man. What's happening?
I already did. I just came to the mechanic shop to pick up my car.
All right.
First of all, sorry I missed the drop on the weekend by you.
Okay. Are you there? Yeah, listening.
I got a decision between going to a jazz club or a comedian club.
Sparky, I believe the jazz club was closer to the entrance and closer to the bar, so you went to the jazz club. It's all good, though. I got you next time at the comedy club, man.
No, it wasn't nothing to do with the bar. Never couldn't drink.
All right.
The jazz club was called all around about, and you were Paradise Island.
Oh, you was gallivanting. That's what you was doing.
I squatted in the middle. It was just that decision.
All right, well, what you got for me today, Sparks?
Now, the thing is, everybody's on the Minnis thing. Now, you know, the Minnis thing is, Minnis caused that on them boys. Most of them went in the House of Assembly when they first died. A lot of them was arrogant. And we saw that coming right out the gate with them and they knew so far, chopped out. The new chauffeur, they new car, and they new PB suit. That's going to their head right away. Because it was our boy who used to drink big party with carrying on. Then they wouldn't have to be going no more. So we saw just what was happening. And we got ready for them. And then the goblin came out. Remember, the goblin came out working overtime. On social media.
Yeah, you was gobbling, all right, boy. You had potty mouth, boy. You had $10 words, boy.
They were telling them, my mother used to call them $10.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make that reference to my mommy, God bless her, dad used to say the same thing, but I know this younger generation might not have caught the $10 reference.
Yeah, but they don't know about 10 shillings and 10 pounds.
I don't know. I know they don't know about truppence either. Anyway, Sparks, let me have a good day, man. Appreciate you calling, my brother. Talking Heads.
Yeah, we don't hate you. You just naughty by name.
What's going on, GNN? What you got for me?
If I tell you what's happening, you might talk.
I got to. That's my job. You got to make the Bahamas better. What you got?
Right away. Well, everybody talk about that. See, I ain't got to go down that road with all this, what he's doing or what it is. Menace is insane. Menace is crazy. You see, the Bahamian people need to see that. Because I'll take his last administration. Menace told Hostel PZ and Palace Naughty Me and You over the head. Sorry. This time ain't for y'all. The next time, right?
Right, next time is for the poor.
So silly. And let Halston Moultrie cause him cut. He tell him short trying to get rid of Halston Moultrie or the House of Assembly. Right? He's cut himself by 1 year. Now he's trying to come back. So all these people talk, some people talk about game, this game, that. What you think he's telling the Bahamian people again? I ain't finished what I was doing to y'all the first time. So I will come back to finish that. You think he's turning the Negroes this next time if he come back again. He got to finish what he started the last 4 years. That's how insane sometimes the Bahamian people is. They ain't understanding what men is saying.
No.
I ain't worrying about all of this and the Oban and all them things he started. But his oligarch, his rich boys, all the plastic bags and all them things, they saved them. He saved them money.
Listen, GNN, you want to something. A lot of Texas chiming with the same sentiment, man. So how you think, cut and dry, you believe he can get a second chance, yes or no?
He must get old on Christie.
Because
Christie's the only man I know post out there for the man a second chance.
Well, listen, on another note, GNN, I spoke to my good friends at the Humane Society. They picked up your information. They called Animal Control. They're following it up on me, so I should have answered by Wednesday as to that situation right there in back of the new embassy right there near Mason and thing on that cut road you're talking about.
Yeah, Mullins Lane and Sands Lane and Mullins
Lane. Sands Lane, that's what I told him, Sands Lane, correct.
Yeah, but Menace insane, man, you know? He forget the $19,000 murder. Oban start off first, you know, remember that?
Man, look here, all kind of things you could talk, man.
Thank you.
What about the purchases for the embassy? But anyway, we can do that alone.
Hold on. One question I got from Dr. Minute. Can you please tell the Bahamian people, when you wanted to suspend our constitution, how come Albany remained open throughout the duration of COVID and it was understood, alleged, that some high-ranking government officials got $2 million to keep Albany open? Tell him to answer that question, then he could come back.
All right, my brother. Appreciate you. Let me get to the text lines. Good stuff, as always, GNN. Be safe. All right, let's get to the text lines. Texas, boy, you're all hot today. All right, here we go. Naughty, social service in North and Central Andrews have not paid the food stores for the past 3 months for groceries received by the coupons they give to customers. So headquarters for social services have not issued coupons as yet for the month of April. People need their food, and the stores need their money. Boy, that seems like that's a little catch-22 down there in Andrus. Let me make some calls on that and do my due diligence and follow up on that. That's not a good thing. Good day. Please inform Dr. Minnis and Richard Johnson, we in Grand Bahama working hard with Pintard so they could stop hiding when hosting their private functions. The only way we believe Grand Bahama will get results is when we have a PM from Grand Bahama. Hashtag unstoppable together. Hashtag going hard with Pintard. Boy, y'all in full swing. Let's get to these other texts. Naughty. The minister must appeal to the public to beg them to take up arms on his behalf, as he knows he's already lost the internal party fight. Minister removed the constitutional rights and kept us under his personal subjection and oversaw theft of food and corruption beyond belief. No mass, no more minister. Boy, how do you all really feel? All right, here we go. Boy, that's a long one right here. Great show as usual, Naughty. After 5 years in the political wilderness and being politically ostracized by his party and muscled like a political animal, you don't think Dr. Minnis changed his ways? Boy, I tell you, y'all don't like lockdown. I don't know if he's changed his ways. Maybe some of us don't even want to know. You know what they say about leopards not changing their spots, right? Naughty, Brent supporting Pintard is not a good look for Pintard. Brent can support whoever he wants. A checkbook that size, he can support whoever he wants. All right, here's another. Caller, I see I'm coming to you right now. Let me get these other texts in. Texas, y'all ain't easy, boy. Y'all just texting away. Naughty, great point made. Minnis clearly is not able to read the room. Not reading the room of 100 people, but rather reading 2 people in the room. Naughty, Dr. Minnis, the person who got rid of the 1 cent penny and plastic bags as the biggest issues in the Bahamas is delusional and a psychopath as your friend Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. And you're like, oh, Biden is my friend. And if I was American, how do you know what I would be? Now, if I jump on this and say, you sound like a Trumper, then you might get upset, eh? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey.
How you do?
What's happening?
Yeah, I'm happy fly out then going flying out again.
Yeah, happy fly out then happy flying. Frequent flyers.
Flying again. Oh, boy. But I'm them people, and I'm just sorry for them. But, you know, they got to remember now that $25,000 with them fellas them take from the disabled group. They put that back here.
I know, you know. That was so to memorialize Mr. Wilson. Lord bless the dead.
Yeah, but that's not like a political thing. You think Michael Bendat and Norris can do that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. You see? That's to let them know that's how Adam fellas them think. They impenitent. They don't have no regret and shame for their actions or their attitude, right? And then another thing. When you look at what they're trying to do with this electrical thing, Florida Power and Light, the whole state of Florida, right? Break up Florida Power and Light, and they're trying to break up little BPL and talk, but put it sell it out to
connect the dots with that whole BPL thing, man. I've been telling you all that.
But that's what the people have to think about. So we have to look at it that they can do what they feel like doing, and they told us that that's the government what the people gave. People didn't show up to the polls, and Mr. Huffy filed them. No, he ain't got no great mandate to run this country. PLP is just pissed off. FNM was pissed off from the pandemic and whatever menace is doing. But sorry for menace, and you have to just live with what it is. You see? So, you know, they just got to sit back. Sorry for the people in Andres, but remember too, Bimini and West End, they get all of them promises. What did they promise in the by-election since Obi died?
I don't know. I don't think so.
And then another
I got
another
asked thing. Tomorrow when Grand Bahama come on tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, well, Grand Bahama poised to I'm a prime minister, member of parliament to represent them. So once you take care of the first thing, minister get his cut up, and then we ain't got to pay him no full prime minister pension. And then once the whole of Freeport, they won't come back. And if they elect my boy, Michael Pentad, then they'll have someone who's the prime minister to take care of his flyout.
All right. Well, let me fly out and get these other calls, man. Good call, as always. Check me tomorrow. Be safe. Bless. Next call. Talking Heads.
Bless up, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, you tell me, man.
I'm
blind and I'm dumb. But time will come, you know. I was trying to call into Howard a little earlier, right? You know, Howard is a very bright guy. But, you know, the political talk and the political intrigue, yet still the people in fatigue.
Yes, sir.
Now, we might still put on our ballot fatigue, but, you know, the thing is, I'm very, very upset, you know, at 60 coming up in August, right? 60 years of non-clairvoyancy and BS, right? Howard is my boy, but, you know, I Howard would come on like a PSYOPS officer today for my boy Minutes, right? I mean, as to relate to politics, he was correct, but listen to me. There's another side of this, right? During this pandemic, there was science, and there was pseudoscience, and there were lies, right? So given the fact that I was so concerned about my people, but the sheeple on the plantation, the play-eating sheep, didn't realize that I was speaking the truth. And it's not about me, but here's why I'm upset. We, as black people, see, being conformed, or whatever, just saying yes, sir, right? But if you are not complying at home, and you're saying no at home, to every mandate from the government, et cetera, but you're saying yes to the international community. So saying no at home and saying yes abroad, it doesn't matter because the global agenda is the same. So what I was upset about, not just the lies about the science and the job, was the fact that when you dispense a vaccination to people, human beings, okay? We know about the Nuremberg international law in which people should not be subjected to experiments, right? Without their consent. So we saw where they wanted to get rid of informed consent, where they said, yes, take the vaccine, take the vaccine. But what was upsetting to me? Listen carefully, everybody. Don't listen. Go and read. When you put in vaccination out to the public, you use absolute risk reduction data or the math. You don't do relative. So we can't delve into the difference, but it is misleading. The relative risk reduction is misleading in that it is relative to whatever variables and numbers that they're using. It can be relative to an insignificant amount of people. But when you do absolute, just the word absolute means this is the absolute risk reduction. So it was efficacious, the vaccine I'm referring to. And using relative risk reduction in their calculations is really misleading. So I'm upset that him, being a doctor, didn't know that it is disingenuous to give me data on relative risk reduction. You should have used absolute risk reduction. I was saying this over and on the radio, but as a non-pundit, it means I was talking garbage. So I can't appreciate what he was doing. He's saying, I don't talk about Oban and other stuff like that, okay? I don't even want to talk about that. I just want to talk about science that he should have known, that he was over presuppositional or over presumptuous about, and dispensing vaccines to people. I'm also upset that he didn't implement an adverse events reporting system, because the sheeple on the plantation wasn't intelligent or knowledgeable enough to know that this was necessary. So I'm afraid that people don't know the truth, and they can't discern BS from nothing, but some of them are educated. But when you come and talk sense, you were the one, or you have to be a doctor to put out the truth to the radio. So I'm afraid that our downfall would be our ignorance and our blind trust and our disrespect for one another. That's where the problem comes in, not being able to know the truth when you hear it. So that makes you an imbecile. Bless up, yeah.
Yes, 52. Good stuff as always, man. Great points. 52, listen, for my first thought, it's like 52's contributions. Talking Heads, let's get to the next call. Talking Heads.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, how you doing, Nori?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I just called in for, you had a caller, maybe three callers back, who, one of your popular female callers, I don't know her name, but nonetheless, she was giving some statistics, but not statistics, she was giving her opinion that we had a greater showing of voters who came out to vote Medicine than that than the election cycle before, and she was using that as a means of I guess giving her opinion to suggest that the people didn't want Minutes, right? That they should go with Pintad. But what I want to point out is, in both the Minutes, former Prime Minister Minutes, and opposition leader Pintad Singh in the last election, they both lost considerable support over what they had. And when you look at the numbers as a whole, over the country, we've been seeing a dwindling down of persons going to the polls, and that has continued. We had a bigger drop in the last election, but from the last time Ingram was prime minister to the time when Christie took over to the time when Ingram took over again, we've been losing as a percentage. We've been losing 2 percentage points each election cycle over that of the prior election cycle.
Okay, so let me just ask you this question. If you say, according to your statistics, in your opinion...
No, it's not my statistics.
Well, hold on. Let's not get sidetracked here. If you can make the reference that other people have their statistics in their opinion, you have your statistics in your opinion. So
right.
Let's keep it moving.
I got it from the
and that's
the,
fine.
From the government side, though.
That's fine. Wouldn't it tell you that a decline in every election cycle, like you said, 2% or more each time, shouldn't that tell you by where we had the last election cycle that people are fed up with both options?
There was a much bigger drop in the last cycle. Well, I'm not...
Because that was my point, the options. You know, like a couple of years ago when they had Trump and they had Biden, I was like, I can't make fun of American presidencies no more. Your options are horrible. Y'all can't laugh at this. So that's what
speaking,
we all do.
Generally speaking, we've enjoyed around 90% voter turnout, which is extremely high, right? At one point, we even had almost 100% turnout. However, Naughty,
let's not forget, we had the COVID-19. Some call it scandemic. Some call
plandemic.
It
pandemic.
But we had the COVID-19.
Some call it scandemic.
Pandemic. We had the COVID-19 pandemic. And at the time, we had elections. We were going through a considerable turnaround in terms of persons who were being infected. We had very low supply of sanitizers, and we had very low supply of masks, and you know we had those considerations to add to the mix on top of a 2% drop every election cycle over the last 20 years, which I believe accounted, in my view, I believe the COVID-19 pandemic accounted for what was the considerable big drop or major drop in the voter turnout versus the election cycle before that.
Well, God forbid we won't have another pandemic, and maybe in 2026, if you're a prime minister, don't call it in 2025. We'll see a healthy voter turnout. Wouldn't you want to see the most amount of voters turned out to make that call?
I'll end my point by saying, personally, absolutely. I always believe and I always encourage persons to exercise what was fought for by the original cabinet of our country to give us the right to vote and determine our political destiny, right? Even though we don't really determine our political destiny in the truest sense of those words, because we don't have the factors in place that we can utilize to hold politicians to on a day-to-day basis as they go through the cycle of 5 years. We only have predominantly the uprising factor, and then going to the polls.
That's factor. Why we need some recalls put in there, man. 2.5 years in, if AMP is not doing work, we need to be able to change them up, switch them up, flip the script.
And so, to answer your question and end at the same time, I do hope that we see a much greater voter turnout. I believe that the government I support, my government, has a great responsibility based on our performance in ensuring the change in the low voter turnout that we have seen, especially in the last cycle. And I think one of the factors coming out of the FNM convention that would make any real difference, it would not be mere talk and promises. They're going to have to do a lot more in order to show themselves viable.
All right. Well, hey, Anton, that's a good point. We got to get to the news. But I'm kind of shocked. Me and you actually agree on something today, Anton. We want a bigger voter turnout next election. You see? Then we have a civil conversation. We find the common ground. Good stuff. Let's take that quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll be talking Texas. I get to you. We'll wrap this up, and we'll get into the sports. But we'll let it drag over a little bit into the 5 o'clock. It's a Monday edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this. In the moonlight,
baby, if you're with me, better do right. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. Play with Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is fun.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to play.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Pizza Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your pizza sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. Play with Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket. Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition. So when you play Island Games, we putting Bahamians first. Island Games. We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer. Island Games. We can make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
But I hear some people work, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah, should you run to you, call me a liar. Oh, no, 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 no. Then tell me where you.
We're back at you on the Monday, May 13th edition of Talking Heads. Waiting for Purdy to chime in. We will be talking sports this hour, the majority of this hour, but I'm going to use a couple of minutes in the top of the hour just to get to some of these texts, man, because we had a ton of texts chime in, and I'd be remiss if I didn't, you know, get to them, man, because I appreciate all my texts as well. Naughty, maybe a bit off topic, but I think you need to do a Bahamian conspiracy theory show. I like listening to all the stuff Minnis has done and what the real implications of it. Wink, wink, wink. Can't just do it about him. Got to do it about all if we do that. Yeah, but I'll take that into advisement there, Tex. We might, yeah, I can talk to MJ and Purdy. We might put our heads together to do something. Naughty, we working hard with Pintard and Freeport. Okay. Freeport ain't bashful, bro. They putting it out there. Naughty, big old prosperous USA still allowing the use of plastic bags and pennies, but Minnis stopped the struggling Bahamians from utilizing them. Y'all still hug them on them plastic bags, eh? I who was the real reason that brought your administration down? The removal of plastic bags. You know how many things we got to do with them plastic bags, boy? Huh?
You know something? That's one thing I kind of support, because after I done did my research and saw that big island bigger than the state of Texas of plastic floating in the ocean, I changed my mind on that thought.
Really?
Now, I like what I see. A lot of plastic companies investing money to recycle plastic. That's a good thing.
Boy, just let them go to their big reunion and graduation in Minnesota. They feel they sell from St. John's. Come right in, like take right over. Don't even want no introduction or nothing. No good afternoon, no good evening. Very Minnis-like in your approach, how you came in. Very aloof toward the media this afternoon. Very flippant. Very flippant. You didn't even say good afternoon, Naughty. You just came in. All you need to say right now is A is A, P is P, C is C, 1, 2, 3, element of P, and then walk off.
I went to Zach. I know what 1, 2, 3 and A, P, C is, so yeah, I ain't got to say that.
You can spell knowing.
I know how to spell no, and I definitely know how to spell unstoppable.
Okay, but anyway, glad you're back and all that. I was just getting to a few things, doing a little housekeeping, boy, but you've come firing in, but I was being facetious when I said that, but I thank you for, you know, cementing that point about, you know, the plastic island that was seen. I agree with that. Now, you know, I'm big into the environment, so I don't really have an issue with that because I was kind of off plastic for a little while. But
oh, this is your way of saying we miss you, Burley. That's what you're trying to say?
No, because your head big enough already. You come back all head done swell up from Minnesota. Burley, look at you, man. Look how young you look, Pearly.
Man, I can't believe I saw you.
Oh, my God, Pearly, it's the Pearl. It's the legend.
I saw a guy I've been seeing since 1985, and he recognized me, so I feel like I still ain't aged that much, you know? Leave it. Let's move on to sports. Leave it.
Caller, I see you. Let me stop laughing hysterically and do these last couple of
Let's get into the day in sports this year.
Let me finish these texts, Pearly, but listen. It's got a little bit even more caliente since you've been gone, okay?
I know one thing. I realized why I came home. I can't take that cold.
Boy, I laugh at you, man.
43 degrees. No, man.
Boy, Nutty, I don't know what's going on with Anton today. He's well behaved. But boy, is he a spin doctor. People decided way before COVID that they were not voting for Minnis. Remember the entire Orban mess and the first cabinet revolt happened before COVID. Fair enough.
Yeah, but that wasn't it. Because if you had luck, I think COVID was the problem. COVID and the way they handled COVID.
And Naughty, I heard you and Anton found common ground. The world soon ends. And something today, Pearly.
What did you agree on?
We agree that there should be more voter turnout for the next election. We would like to see as many voters come out so we could have a true determination of the amount of voters we actually have and taken from from the maximum, you know what I mean? The most amount of voters we could have. Not like the turnout we had the last go around.
As a country, we've always celebrated around 90% voter turnout.
Right.
The problem I see is we got to convince these first-time and second-time voters to come out. That's going to be to get young people to be interested in the politics and to be interested in what's going on in their country and to be interested in voting. Better they vote, however. So you got to get young people out.
All right, I'm getting these last couple of texts and we get the call and then we'll get into sports. Naughty, that texter is talking foolishness. Brent is a bad image for Pintard. Brent has experience in this and money to back him. It's going to be a good turnout to get rid of a bunch of robber Antifas. We will see a big turnout in the voting in voters, Naughty. And here's another one. Naughty, we have to pray for rain. There's a bushfire now on Airport Road in the vicinity of Odyssey Airport and beyond. I hope no flights are delayed, and I hope that gets under control ASAP. Naughty, due to Minnis lockdown, my mom spiraled into dementia fast. I couldn't go to church, go for her regular walks, etc. I will never forgive Minnis. Boy, Naughty, you better be careful throwing shade on the competent authority. Carefully don't come back and lock you down or fine you. You can never lock me down in there because I used to call the hotline and tell them I ain't on the road. And I used to have my mask and I never did work for government, so I good. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, what's up, Naughty? What's up, Pearly?
Hey, what's going on, Mystery?
Everything good. Listen, I know you all going to the pick zone, but this have nothing to do with picks. I just want you all personal picks on who's coming out the East and who's coming out the West, please. Then I got to go. I want you first, Naughty.
I like the Boston Celtics in the East, and I like the winner of the Dallas Mavericks-Denver Nuggets outcome. I think Dallas and Denver are going to put two young teams down. I like Minnesota, and I like OKC.
Hold on.
Let me finish what I was going to say.
Who's coming out of the particular series? Let's come from East first.
I say Boston clear cut in the East. It's still a toss-up between Dallas and Denver right now in the West.
Dallas and Denver ain't in the East. There's two teams still playing in the East.
I said Boston in the East, bro. What part of it? Are you geographically challenged? I'm telling you who's coming out the East going to the finals. Boston.
No, I don't mean going to the finals. Who's coming out the East out of these particular series now?
I like Boston.
Uh-huh.
And I like Indiana, and Boston will beat Indiana. And I'm basing my Indiana pick on the fact that everybody in their ma on the New York Knicks is injured.
Okay, give me your Western picks, please.
Dallas and Denver. The winner of Dallas and Denver will be the Western Conference representative.
Okay, Pearly.
Listen, I was quite high on the two young teams in the West, Oklahoma and Minnesota. But like Pearly said,
I want Pearly to know.
But
I finish with you. After, you get Pearly.
Well, I finish with you. It's my show, sucker. Now you can talk to Pearly.
Gentlemen.
Now you can talk to Pearly.
I like Boston. I would have liked the Knicks, but because the whole team hurt, might as well say the whole team hurt. I think Boston will come out of the East. They'll beat Indiana in less, maybe five games, maybe six if they're lucky. I like Dallas in that.
No. I want to know who's winning out of these four, the two series in the East and the two series in the West.
Let me finish. I pick.
We'll finish the East first.
To beat Indiana out of the East. I like Dallas to beat Minnesota out of the West. I really believe Minnesota gonna win tomorrow night.
Naughty, please explain to him what I deal with.
I don't know what you did and meant. You need to tell us what you did and meant.
I didn't say who. Listen, I'm asking. There's four teams playing in the East and four teams playing in the West.
Yes.
Out of these four teams, out of the four teams,
yes.
Who's going to beat who to go to the next round?
And I told the next you, series. Boston is going to go, is going to move on, and Indiana's going to move on.
Okay,
right?
That's what I want to know. Okay. Boston and Indiana.
Dallas is going to move on, and I believe Minnesota's going to move on. My only problem with Minnesota is it shows me why Gobert should have not been the defensive player of the year, because regular season Gobert is not playoff Gobert. But I still believe that Minnesota is going to come out there. So it's going to be Boston against Indiana and Dallas against Minnesota.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
And then to push it all the way down, Boston and Dallas in the NBA Finals.
I don't think Indiana coming out, though.
Indiana's going to beat the Knicks because the Knicks got too many injuries. And Brunson just can't do that all by himself. He has no help anymore. Everybody hurt. That's their problem, plus their legs. Because so many people are hurt, the coach only goes 6 and 7 deep, and that ain't working. The legs are gone. Their legs are gone. So that's the problem. I would have picked the Knicks to come out of the East to beat Boston and all, but not with those injuries.
Okay. After this round, I'll come back to you all with the
history.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care. Be safe, bro. Let me just get this in real quick, Pearly. Naughty, I'm on Airport Road right now. They're turning traffic back when you arrive at Odyssey Airport. Find an alternate route. So if you are going west and you are taking that road, Carl Harbor that goes out that way and you pass Odyssey,
you better go Carmichael Road.
Tremendous bushfire out there, so please avoid that. Find an alternate route, all right? Go ahead, Pearly.
I'm trying to go Carmichael Road.
I know you had something else to say.
No, I'm good. You know, I'm good. We talked about it. I just think Gobert is just a waste of time. He never should have been defensive player of the year. I would have given it to Wemby or I'd have given it to AD.
Yep.
Before I give it to Gobert.
I agree.
This team, nothing new with Gobert. You know, I think when he was at Oklahoma before he came here or somewhere else.
Gobert was in Utah.
Utah, right. This ain't the same thing happened before.
And again, that the problem is he slows teams down with his defense.
And he's 7'3", man. He can't play no defense. He no rim protected these playoffs. He looking bad. He looking like a 6 man. He should be coming off the bench.
Get to the call real quick, Pearly. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
What's happening?
Hey, Superdoll again.
What's going on?
Hiya, Pearly, darling.
How you doing? I'm good. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Naughty, I know it's fourth time, but I wanted to just say there is a tractor trailer head that is, I think, broken down here by Mubis on, where this is, Prince Charles Robinson.
Okay.
The bottleneck there. So it's in the middle of the road. It has the traffic in the mall yard, up the highway, up Robinson Road, up Marathon Road.
So Robinson Road, Marathon, the roundabout, all of that kabunkala.
Everything is just terrible up here right now. And the only way, whoever's coming to move this truck has to come from the east to get it. Because you can't get to it. It's right in the bottleneck heading east.
Oh, wow. That's horrible. That's nasty. And that area has traffic to begin with anyway on a regular.
Thank you. At this hour, I'm not a traffic. It's like triple it up. So, you know, if anybody listening, try to come up Soldier Road or come up. If you don't have to pass this way, you're going south, come from find another route. This is terrible out here, man. Nothing moving.
All right, Silver Dog. Thanks for the heads up. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay,
all right. We got two situations going on. So at the end of the day, you got the one out there on the Airport Road, and you have the one on Robinson Road. So please use a little bit of proactive, be proactive rather than reactive. Take an alternate route now and avoid that situation. All right, let's get this call in, Pearly. Talking Heads.
Brother Naughty.
Hey, what's happening, Prophet?
Brother Pearly, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Boy, you know, sometimes we often complain, but, you know, as you stated, it's still a little better in the Bahamas, eh?
Always better in the Bahamas, always.
I gonna make this comment, and then I gonna move to sport. I am hoping and believing, I hope these fires is not conspiracy. I just hope that. And I'll move on. My pick out of the East, Boston, there's a saying that my forefathers used to say, new brooms, sweep clean, but old broom, know where the date lies. Denver has found their chemistry. Yes, I like that young player, Anthony. What was his name? Edwards, I think. I love him, but I think the Denver now find their chemistry on how to beat them. So it will be Denver again, and they will repeat as champion.
I don't think Denver could beat Boston, but anyway.
I could barely hear you, Pearly.
I don't think Denver could beat Boston, but you never know. They're defending champs, and Old Broom know it very high. You're right.
What you say, Naughty?
I think in the East, I think Boston is the clear best team in the Eastern Conference. I think they should get out of the East. However, and especially since New York is dismantled by injury, it looks like Indiana's going to screw. So I think Boston has the clearer path, the easier path. I think they get it done. They represent the East. I think Oklahoma City and Minnesota, two young teams. And, you know, I thought they were ready to go, especially Minnesota. But I think they're 1 year away. They got to get the experience. Like Pearly says, you know, sometimes you got to get there and not just have that great regular season record, but get that playoff experience. Oklahoma City is new, milk around the mouth to the playoff. So, obviously, you know, they're going to tote some. And despite playing well, Denver's experience, I think, is going to get it done. That series is 2-2, and Dallas is up 2-1. I think Dallas and Denver come out of those series. They play in the Western Conference Finals. And that there, I still want to make my call a little later on, a little closer to that series start. And I want to see them wrap up the series they're in now and see what we're dealing with injury-wise and momentum-wise going in. But the winner of Dallas and Denver will represent the Western Conference. I think if it's Denver, I think they can beat Boston. I think against Dallas, I think Boston may get 18 just because of matchup situations. But I must say that P.J. Washington Jr. is evolving as a star for the Mavericks in the playoffs right now.
Go ahead.
All right, Pearly, the phone line. Talking heads.
Hey, good friends. How y'all doing?
What's happening? What's going on, Big Chief?
Man, hey, Big Chief. Man, I'm still trying to get my sleep schedule back on place. You know how that goes.
Yeah, man. I mean, you go to Tuscany for wedding and thing, you definitely got to get on that Euro schedule, you know? Congratulations to JP and Vanessa Pinder on their nuptials, my schoolmate JP. Now, what is that household going to be like, Marvin? Tell me, are they going full Cincinnati, or are they still having a divided household for football?
No. Listen, JP married a sensible woman. She's still for the Chiefs.
So. Oh, so y'all got, so he's going to put for the Chiefs now is what you're saying?
No, he ain't. I said JP married a sensible woman.
Oh, okay, so y'all still leaving him in Cincinnati. Okay, I didn't want to make sure.
He's still there with Cincinnati, man. Listen, we had a good time. I actually went out. I was in Rome to speak at the World Congress for Institutional Pharmacists, man. So
awesome stuff. You're doing your thing, man.
242.
You're really repping us to the world with that, man. Good stuff.
All of it. You know, it's only home where they knock you down. But, you know, listen, I'm glad to see Pearly back. Even though MJ did a good job, it's good to have Pearly. Listen, he came back, and while he came back, Ohtani went on injured reserve. So I don't know if Pearly must have been down there and slip out Tony some fever grass and Pharisee, and he couldn't figure out how to handle all of that, you know.
Hey, like I always say, it's better to be hurt now than to be hurt in September, October.
Listen, you pay a guy that kind of money, it's better not to be hurt at all. Availability. So
that's true.
But anyway, my thing is this, man. We actually have some exciting playoffs, right? It's so nice to have a playoff where we ain't got to hear baloney about LeBron. You don't have to worry about Kawhi and all this other. It's like we got Denver, and we got, of course, the media darlings. Everybody wants Tatum to win one. But I still think, you know, the winner coming out the West, whoever it is coming out the West, right? I don't think that Boston beats any of those teams that comes out there, because I think in the finals, coaching becomes paramount. Boston got the dumbest coach out of any of those teams remaining. That's my
take. Stephen A. Smith alluded to that. He didn't call out and call him dumb, but he said if who's the brother who said this would have that they would have sweep. They would have swept this, they would have been set. He said they even have definitely picked Boston to be the NBA title. Now, to be honest with you, as a Laker, I hope that somebody beat them. I don't want them to get what they did before us.
Well, you have to remember that Boston did the same run through everybody last year. And the Heat took him out. Okay? So, and the Heat really took him out, not just on play, but really supposed to really game plan. We can see what happens there. But, I mean, Denver still, to me, is a team to beat. I think Minnesota's testing them, and it's going to help them to be prepared. Their role players are playing off the scene. Michael Porter Jr., I mean, I know, whatever his family got him stress going through, he's taking it out on the court, but
He ain't gonna go 10 for 11 tomorrow though. Not 10 for 11.
Aaron Gordon is balling. He is balling. Like, I mean, I know Orlando look at that now and be like, where was that than me dropping you in the first round? But he is really doing a number on them. So I mean, you'll see what happens on that end. But what I'm most excited about is season opener. They said Lamar down to Arrowhead.
Lord.
Is the schedule out now completely?
It's been announced. That is the Chiefs season opener.
Yeah, but the schedule's still not out yet, right?
The schedule's not out, but that one's out. We open up. They come to us.
Now, you all know you all start slow. Mine, Lamar, don't come break some magic and do a thing on you all, you know.
Slow against Baltimore. You know how it is, right? You had that one dude in school, right? No matter how bad you, or that you were someone on the court, when you see him, that's your chalk. And you know.
You mean like when the PLPC minutes? Yeah, chalk.
I said this before when it was Minnesota and Loretta. If the other team, if the other party is rejoicing that you are their opponent, that should tell your party something. Okay? but anyway, you know? So, but Lamar is my home chalk. Right? Listen, that's the only fellow who take MVP from him. You know Mahomes to put on him every time you see him. Right? The way Shaq used to do San Antonio when David Robinson was done. Right? Because San Antonio did that thing where they said David Robinson must be 70 shots for him to take the scoring title from Shaq. Shaq punished him every time he talked to him. That's what's going to happen. And my good friends, my good Raven fans, have to open the season in tears. But anyway, it'll be what it'll be. You know, worst comes to worst, we'll send him some free Taylor Swift ticket. But that'll help him out.
Boy, look here. Don't let Stat Boy hear you talking all of this, boy. Stat Boy might come for you.
Stat Boy, listen. You forget the last person you said to come for me. When he walked in the studio and see who it was, he won't turn around and live.
Yeah, well, he's a 49er, so I can't. Yeah.
Okay.
And that speaks volumes right there.
Don't come for me, buddy. My nickname is the Dragon. You can get all the smoke. Don't come for me. Now, my dog starting off number one.
Next time I see you in person, I can tell you my take on your Dragon nickname, okay? But I just can't say it on air.
Don't make me fall off. You know, you get no other. Anyway, fellas, good.
You and Pearly give me jokes today, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all make me laugh good today. But I think football, listen, I think football is going to be awesome. And I think you guys got a steal with that wide receiver from Texas, man. Worthy, I think, could slide in there and play that Tyreek Hill role. He's got to work on the routes. I don't think he's a good-ass route runner as Tyreek, but he's got the speed. He's got hands. I think Mahomes might make something of him for sure.
Well, you know, I'll say this. The issue with him in route running wasn't so much on him. It was the fact that who was playing. He was just not a great route passer. So Texas' biggest thing was, let's get a bunch of speed and we just run fly by. Okay?
Gotcha.
And so I think he's already in rookie camp with Mahomes. Everybody showed up this year. They're doing the training, and I mean they said the same thing about Rashee Rice last year at SMU. Oh, he's just a fly by night. And what did he do?
No, I was on Rashee Rice early, man. I'm in Dynasty and Fantasy. When I saw them take him, I said, look, he's gonna work out well with Mahomes. He's that kind of receiver.
Yeah, but Mike, I'm telling you that the wild card's going to be that kid they got from the rugby team, because I think having finally having a blocking fullback on certain things is going to help, especially when they run that crossing pattern.
I like Pacheco running behind that big rugby guy though, for sure.
Oh yeah. So I can tell you this right now. Last year was your year to get her. You didn't get us last year. Dog eat your lunch.
You're mode hard. You know,
man, they must stay sticky. You
know, all this is contingent on one thing and one thing.
It's easy to be hard, but you can feel the last four Lombardies, man. Come on. It ain't hard. Only,
you're the luck that you have had is your team has been healthy.
The luck?
That can run out.
Come on. Listen to me. You realize if our offensive line was healthy, we'd be talking about...
No. When I say no, I talk about the main player.
Now.
The man, the myth, the legend himself. The GOAT, for now. Okay.
You know, Jordan said it ain't bragging if it's true.
All right. I got this text in. Naughty tell Big Chief, I don't know why he's getting so excited over the regular season. That really doesn't matter. Both teams will make the playoffs. Once they get to the playoffs, let's go from there. Because I'm sure Mahomes isn't three-peating this year, despite his confidence. And also, looks like Rashee Rice looks like he's ready to join Henry Ruggs in the prison league.
No. First of all, let's talk.
I believe I know who sent that text to.
I know who sent it.
I believe I know who.
He's been giving me sick, and you tell him, me and him could always meet again. You tell him that. But here's the thing: Rashee is going to get a 6-game suspension. The NFLPA is going to take it and arbitrate it down. They're going to ask for 3. He's going to get a 4-game suspension. That's what's going to happen. Okay, he's going to get a 4-game suspension. Our toughest game is probably going to be the opener against Baltimore. Okay? All right? The defense is all coming back. We'll be fine. The defense always starts quicker than the offense. In every good team, the defense is much more ahead the first couple of weeks than the offense. I trust our defense against any offense that we play in. So I ain't really worried about that end of it. The other thing is, everybody said last year we couldn't repeat. No, let's go back. First, they said we couldn't win no more because Tyreek left. And all we did was go back-to-back. So the same fellas who say we couldn't go back-to-back now say we can't go 3-peat. I mean, fool me once, shame on me. Fool you twice, shame on me twice.
No, it won't happen again, George Bush.
No. Well, you know,
listen, so like I said,
I don't mind them.
It's contingent on y'all staying healthy, and y'all have been fortunate. So basically, have a healthy team for the last 2 years. Yes, your offensive line had injuries. Yes, we know that. But basically, your key players have all stayed healthy for the most part.
All right.
Let's see if that happens.
Yeah. We're happy. We ain't got nobody bitching about contracts. None of this stuff. We got everybody signed. Nobody's up for an extension. Everybody's good this year. That's what I'm telling you.
I hope Taylor don't break up with, you know, some distractions.
Listen, man. If Taylor break up with him, right, then all he can do is go back to Dayton's sisters. Either way, he wins. He either got a billionaire or a big buck, one of the two.
Okay, all right.
John Lewis.
All right. Well, good stuff there, Big Chief. Glad to hear from you, man. We got to get to the picks now, but I'm sure we'll hear from you again in short order, especially everything Chiefs related.
Definitely.
Be safe, Mike. Good stuff, and glad you're back on this side of the world, and continued good work with the Pharmaceutical Association, And all those conventions you go to, man. I'm glad you're putting us on the map in a good way, man.
Always, brother. Always, brother.
Be safe now. Yeah. All right. Good stuff as always. Listen to these texts. Naughty, he ain't no real Chief fan. But don't go there, boy. That's more Chief fan than that. That's one of the biggest I know.
That's more Chief. He brought me more Chiefs than I'm a Dolphin. So
say he only ran that. No, boy. He been there a long time, Tex. I can attest to that. Long prior to Mahomes. He was there with Trent Green and Dick Vermeil and Priest Holmes. And not Priest Holmes. Who was the running back that they had there in Kansas City, man? Was it Priest Holmes? Yeah, it was Priest Holmes. Yeah, it was Priest. All right. So, yeah, let's get. All right? And once we get these picks in, then we'll take the break. And we'll get into to the ride home. Nick Wright and Steve Broussard taking us home today, Purdy.
Well, that's interesting.
They said that Wemby is now set to replace LeBron as the face of the league. And Nick Wright reveals his latest superstars in the league. I think that's a good take right there, so you'll enjoy listening to that on the way home. So let's get these picks in real quick so we can get to the break. Two big games in the NBA, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And like I said, Celtics -8 over the Cavs tonight. Celtics with the point spread have been iffy. I'd like them in a money line situation to win tonight.
I agree.
Oklahoma City +1.5 on the road against Dallas. This is a seesaw series. I'm thinking, is OKC going to play 4 bad games in a row?
I think Dallas has found its rhythm. I think Dallas. I'll take Dallas and I'll take the points because Dallas can beat them.
I like OKC. I'm gonna just roll with them one more time again and see. I'll take the points and see if I get some good odds to win on that because it is a tight game. It's only 1.5. It's almost like a pick 'em. So I'll take OKC in that.
Okay, I'm going with the Dallas.
Tomorrow night's games and we'll talk. I think the Knicks do cover the 2.5 points now. If you're a betting person, get that 2.5 line. I mean the Pacers get +2.5 against the Knicks. Knicks got too much injuries. I think they get it done.
Yeah, Minnesota
+4.5 against Denver. I'll take Denver in the money line. I think Denver's got their number.
I think Minnesota pride, because them have a pride game. I pick Minnesota tonight.
All right. Well, good stuff. And you just come from Minnesota. That's why you're picking Minnesota.
Hey. Listen, that state is buzzing Timberwolves, yeah? Buzzing Timberwolves. They looked like they were going to die when they lost yesterday.
Well, hopefully for your sake, they'll pull it off for you, man. But we got to get to the break right now. Nick Wright, Steve Broussard taking us home. So good stuff as always. Pretty glad you're back. And I will do it again tomorrow, my brother.
All right. No problem. See you tomorrow.
All right. Good stuff. Everybody who called in, chimed in, texted in, man. Good stuff today, man. We'll see you right here tomorrow on Talking Heads. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. Nick Wright, Steve Broussard taking us home on the flip side of the break. Don't touch it.
Flames are catching a fire.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
With boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying, palm out. Ain't be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit.
And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Make Mother's Day one to remember with a delightful Mother's Day brunch valued at $300 courtesy of Haagen-Dazs and Fun Foods Wholesale. It's simple. Just head over to Lickety Split or Super Value locations and purchase a pint of your favorite Haagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99. After purchasing, don't forget to write your full name and number on the back of your receipt and drop it into any entry box at the store. You're now in the running for our grand prize drawing taking place on May 10th. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Happy Mother's Day from Haagen-Dazs. Promotion ends May 8th.
Maybe it's time to explore your options. There's no harm in reviewing your mortgage arrangement and considering a better deal. CIBC Caribbean can help you narrow your search and decide. Switch your mortgage to CIBC Caribbean and enjoy a special interest rate and help towards your switching cost. Visit cibcfcib.com/inspired home for more information. Conditions apply.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetza Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your Cheetza Sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Opening of Club Superstar, the rules of the club. Quick reminder, 12-person max, one in, one out. Athletic wear, not only encouraged, it's actually required. Is your favorite player in the club, in line, or recently thrown out for lackluster play? Well, for that, I'll turn you over to the NBA's strictest doorman, Nick Wright.
Thank you so much for the wonderful introduction. As always, Kevin Wiles, thank you to our security for being here fresh off. They're shipped at the club last night. So, last year's club, let's give you a quick refresher. Last year, these 12 were in: Anthony Davis, Booker, Jimmy Butler, Dame, Embiid, Giannis, Jokic, KD, LeBron, Luka, Stephen, Tatum. Last year, waiting in line, Ant-Man, Ja, Donovan, SGA, and De'Aaron Fox. And we had kicked out CP3 and Kawhi to make room for the newest entrants to the club. So who will be in this year? First, let's show you who has been kicked out. Kicked out of the club, Damian Lillard.
Fair.
Okay. Devin Booker.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler. They are all out of the club.
Coffee.
That means we have openings.
Yeah, coffee.
For three. Yeah, he was drinking coffee in the club. We didn't like that to begin with, but he made the final, so he was in. So Devin's throwing a book. Jimmy's or Dame's dropping his watch. Doesn't matter. They're out.
Okay.
So that means three new spots are available. Let's go to the top right corner of the club, the Cancun room, reserved for people who don't make the postseason. This year it's Steph by himself. Now, keep in mind, no matter how great you are,
You cannot be in the Cancun room in consecutive seasons.
Oh, no.
What? That's just the rules.
You can't be in the Cancun.
You cannot kick Steph.
Well, he's...
Eventually.
Well, I'm telling you, if next year the Warriors miss the postseason, we're either going to have to amend the club's constitution,
yep,
or Steph's going to have to go out.
Fair.
All right, let's pan over to the left a bit. LeBron's throwing Anthony Davis. See, AD.
AD in the club.
Well, oh, sorry. You wanted to kick AD out? You, wow. Go ahead. You want to kick him out? He had been kicked. The reason he's hiding is because AD was in the original club and then kicked out and then got back in last year.
Okay, that's fair.
And so now he's already been kicked out once before.
Not in, but right now.
And so,
but he's firmly in this year.
Security's got his eye on AD.
He didn't hurt himself.
I thought he had an outstanding season. Played 75 games.
Yeah, superstar.
They lost the defending champ.
Okay, all right, now pan over to the DJ booth. Oh, who's dancing? Ant-Man in the club. Ant-Man in the club. Once again, by the way, sponsored by our friends at Lobos.
We're still doing Lobos.
Well, they got a lifetime sponsorship. It's a crazy thing. Okay. Shout out to them. Giannis is DJing.
The roof. He is clearly
in mid-chant. That's not what he's doing.
The roof.
That's not what he's doing.
The roof is on fire.
No, that's not what he's doing. He's doing his slightly inappropriate celebration, if we must, guys. Now, let's move on and show more of the club. MVP hangout.
Sure.
Joker now with three trophies. Joel Embiid still nursing that Shirley Temple. I assume Wilds also wants to kick Joel Embiid out of the club? You're trying to kick Anthony Davis out?
I'm kicking him out of the club.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Anthony Davis and Joel Embiid, that's the MVP room.
That was the MVP room, but now Joker's the only MVP, so it's fine. All right, let's move over to the right a bit. Who's that sitting on Durant's couch? Oh, it's SGA. SGA. In the club. Durant still chilling, texting on the couch. Luca resting his knee, sitting.
That's good.
And that
leaves... I see someone coming up.
Well, that looks like Jason Tatum because it's Celtics green, but don't show the far... So that means there is one spot unrevealed. One new person unrevealed,
Two more spots open.
Yeah, of course.
This is the big one.
Show it, please. Jalen Brunson!
Wow. Freshly
minted superstar. The club is not fickle.
What?
The club is not going to all of a sudden revoke admission based on one performance.
When they lose to the Pacers, he's going to be the guy.
And so, here's the deal. So now we must show one other thing.
Who's in line?
Who is waiting in line for the club? Wimby going to have to duck down. Jamal Murray trying to trip Wimby with a heating pack so he can come in next. You see that? Tyrese Maxey, Donovan Mitchell, and Kyrie Irving.
Thank you, Kyrie.
He's burning sage, for the record. Inappropriate. All of those guys
in line for the
club. New to the line, Maxey, Wimby, and Kyrie. That is club superstar.
That's pretty good.
3.0, Chris Broussard.
I got issues.
Let's show the whole thing real quick before you do if we can show the full... we'll show everything. That's the bottom of the club, who's in line and who's out. And I don't know if we can show the entire thing top to bottom. There it is. Shout out at Pure Hoop on Twitter, who does a brilliant job with all of our illustrations, works for some NBA teams as well. There is Club Superstar 3.0.
All right, I love Kyrie being in line.
Yeah.
Because I got, honestly, if I went to 14, if there were 14 allowed, I think Kyrie's in there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put Ja in line. And I know he's got his issues, but, you know,
It's a club. It's not the library. It's not school. It's a club. Did Ja do this year? He's going to ball this year. It's been a while.
I do agree with Wimby not quite being in because it's about what you do.
Yes.
Or what have you done, not what we expect next year. He's going to be crazy and probably jump in next year. But Nick, look, I've been saying it, and I'm consistent. They don't call me Mr. Consistency.
No, they don't.
I am consistent. Jalen, I'm sorry. And I get that he's banged up now, and I'm not going to, you know, I think that's a big part of why he's struggling in these last few games. 2-for-11 from three in the last two games. I do think Halliburton, at least, you're right, first game, obviously, Halliburton didn't play well. Last three games, Halliburton's been the best player on the floor. I'm shocked that he's so far back in
the line. Is much like tiers. It's not left to right. It's just the line. It's just when you show.
All right. Well, I'm cool with that. But Donovan Mitchell, what does he have to do to get in? I mean, he's better than Jalen Brunson. I'm sorry. And he's got a better resume. He's made far more All-Star teams. He's made an All-NBA team. He's been the number one option on his teams from the day he stepped foot in the NBA. He's averaged 20 points at least every year. In the playoffs, he gets better. Regular season career average is 24 points. Playoff career average is 28 points. He is playing lights out in this postseason after a shaky start. I mean, I don't know what there's not. He's just done more, and I think is flat out better than Jalen Brunson.
So he's obviously done more over the course of his career. There's no doubt about it. I would say they both have only – Jalen's only had 2 years as a number one option. Now, that's because he wasn't as
There's
good
a reason
immediately.
For that,
no,
though,
I understand
right.
that. But when he was, they did play head-to-head in the playoffs, and it's not just that the Knicks won. It's that Jalen was better in that series than Donovan Mitchell. And what if Jalen Brunson, in only his, to your point, second year as the number one option, gets further in the postseason than Donovan Mitchell ever has? I think you think the Knicks
East,
could win.
It's the East versus
well,
the
Donovan's
West.
In the East now. And so, I mean, if he makes a conference finals at this point, this is going to be our point of contention disagreement. Which yeah. So let me.
I mean, by that logic, why is Embiid in there? I mean, I'm just saying, by that logic, if we're just looking at how far they go in the playoffs.
No, it's not just.
No, he should be. I'm just saying by that logic.
No, I'm saying, but it's not just that. But I also think Donovan was not good in the postseason as last year in Utah, was not good in the postseason last year, and like you said, had not been great in this postseason until the end of round one. And so I think Jalen Brunson's better than Donovan Mitchell. Go ahead, Wells.
I made the case for this guy last week when we were talking about club superstar. When we did our nice little outing to go to MSG, we could have picked any game, and we picked, we have to see Wemby. He's a superstar. Let's drop what we're doing, go see Wemby. In and out of the club, everybody's got one guy, these three teams have one guy in, one guy out. Embiid is in, Maxey's out of line. KD's in, Booker's out. Luka's in, Kyrie's out. The Lakers gotta have two guys in. Wouldn't it make sense? LeBron is in, AD is out, in Wemby's spot. Wow.
Go ahead.
I mean,
if you have two superstars, you need to be in the conference finals and not get swept.
Well, they did play. They were in the conference finals a year ago. And if they don't meet the defending champions in round one, maybe they go that far
this year. They would lose to Minnesota if that happened.
Look, LeBron should definitely be in there.
LeBron is not
but
an argument.
I can argue that AD had a better year. Because if you count the defensive end,
would you
he's a superstar.
If I am, who's running the Spurs? R.C. Buford still running the Spurs?
Sure.
If R.C. Buford is called Pelinka, say, hey.
No, that's different.
Nobody's trading Wemby.
No, exactly. But
you're not
that's
trading Wemby.
So why is AD, belong there and Wemby doesn't?
So hold on. Let me ask, can I ask
AD
it a different way?
AD had a great year this season.
Put him in the basketball reference coffee shop then.
Hold on.
He's also a top 75. It was premature.
Oh, my God.
He officially is a top 75.
That's an old restaurant that serves brunch.
And he's still young.
Can I ask a different question to Wild?
Yes.
Do you believe of the 12 guys in, AD is 12th? Because that's the, because to me, if you're
right.
saying,
you take
if you're, right, if you're saying, Wemby needs to be in, then I think that the 12th guy should fall off. Are you
I'm saying?
I'm saying
the Lakers don't deserve to have two superstars on their team and be in the play-in.
I understand that argument.
Okay,
but
and I would take the tall guys out.
But so, no, I get that. But I am, that is not the, I mean, that is not how, I was not looking at this as your team must have X amount of success for you to have X amount of players on it. Like, by that definition, maybe Jaylen Brown should be in because the Celtics have so much, but I don't think he's better than those guys. The question that I would have for Brew is this, I guess similar one. Take, aside from Jalen Brunson, who obviously is what you would say, let's say next year we have to put two in. Let's say it's Wemby and whomever, Donovan Mitchell, whatever it is. I know you would take out Jalen Brunson. Who do you think's club superstar seat is the hottest right now of those guys? If we
Good question.
Not so
I mean, much. I hate, look, just because of age, it could be Steph.
What?
I mean, I'm just like, he's obviously always going to be
a historic
great.
I think because of age,
great.
It might be Durant.
Durant? Kevin
no,
Durant?
No, I, you know what? I agree with that.
Oh
I'll put Durant ahead of
So
stuff.
You're going to have Kevin Durant out and AD in?
Yeah.
He's Kevin Durant.
And he just got swept. unceremoniously
Lakers won a game.
With
they
a 22-year-old talking trash in his face.
I mean, hold on. Wilds, do you think right now Kevin Durant's better than Anthony Davis?
Yes.
Okay, see, I think that is, I think it's at least arguable. I think that's closer than your...
I also think, look, and I know he's got the MVP. At some point, Embiid's going to have to start doing something, like, in the postseason. I'm just saying, I have no issue with him being in. He should definitely be in.
He's a tough
guy. But, I mean, we're going to start, you know,
holding the calendar. Roaring
success. This is Rock Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.